All right.
Dave is going to count down to starting on week three.
Counting down from Shalosh, Shtaim, Echad, week three.
And yep. Here it is.
Oh, Chappelle Classic.
Chappelle. I love that trophy. That's a great trophy. I believe that's a Ron creation. I'm glad that we still have this tradition of remembering Jake. Love the softball game.
What was I doing? I was umping? First base coach? I was there.
Since you were you would probably know better than I what you were doing, right?
I would hope so. The whole camp comes out.
That's nice. And it was actually a decently nice day, as I recall. I believe this
for first session, rarity.
Play practice, the Nevenim working on their play. We have a nice long segment for the Nevenim Lord of the Rings extravaganza coming up in week four. Should we call Ethan?
Alright, let's go for it.
I think we should call Ethan. We're gonna call Ethan Linden and see if he I will, but I'm calling up his phone number. You think he'll pick up?
Who knows?
Okay, alright, so I'm gonna call him right now. Here we go.
He has no idea that we're calling.
No, he doesn't. This is not staged. Okay. Hopefully you podcasters can hear the phone ringing. Here we go. Hopefully you podcasters can hear. We're calling Ethan Linden. Let's see if he wants to chime in.
Hello?
Ethan Linden!
Hey, you're on speakerphone.
Not only are you on speakerphone, you're on podcaster phone.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great.
Doing all right.
We're watching week three of the video yearbook, and we thought you might want to chime in on your experiences this summer. And by the way, this is my favorite moment of camp right here.
The first camp ride
that we're watching.
It's kind of hard for me because I can't really see it, you know?
I know that we picked up the DVDs this morning.
Oh, that's really exciting.
And they're being mailed out as we speak. And so Dave and I were like, we better record the commentary that we allude to on the DVD packaging.
You promise we'll be there.
That's right. So Ethan, thoughts on this summer, your reflections on how things went for you?
Well, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm so glad to be gone from camp. I can't
Ethan, ixnay on the real feelings, eh? This is for general consumption.
Recording?
Yes.
This is recording.
No, okay. All right, then let me take that again. It was really nice for me to be able to be there, you know, for that last summer for me. And I really felt like we did a lot of great things this summer. I had great feelings about everything that happened up at camp. I guess one of my favorite moments, although I don't remember, frankly, if it was in week one or two or eight. When was Keyshawn Yazd this year, Josh?
Week four. So you were wrong with all the weeks that you named.
An example of something that happened in week three, and I'll comment on it.
Well, we're watching the camp wide pool on air. Right now, the Roches are smashing their faces into Jello.
Oh, that was awesome.
Noah Slovin just jumped over a table.
And Ethan Witkowski is, like, extending his legs go-go gadget style.
I certainly think that we should come up with a way next summer, and by we, of course, I mean you, always have the Roches get their faces smashed with something every week.
Hopefully something, you know, won't cause permanent damage.
Yeah, as long as it's kosher.
That's right. That seems like a good idea.
I must confess to a worry as I was standing behind the table watching the Roches smash their faces into Jell-O, to a little worry that they were all going, like, their skin was all going to be, like, stained red for
a
little bit of time.
We got a little Boker Street.
Oh, Ethan, we're watching you right now play flag football.
Boker Street.
You know, of course, that I injured myself this summer playing flag football. There's a memory.
During Keyshawn Yazd, though, not during Boker Street.
That's right. During Keyshawn Yazd, I thought about suing the camp, but I was informed that that would not be a good idea as my parting gift.
So instead, you just sued Ed Gelb, right?
That's exactly right.
How did that suit go? Was it settled?
Is that Boker Street you're watching?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that is an amazing program, and absolutely one of my favorite times at camp.
Yeah, me too. I love Boker Street. And by the way, attentive viewers of the video yearbook might notice that Ethan Linden, I believe, is wearing the same outfit for both Bakre Tsrif. Did I say that correctly?
Yes. That's because I'm very superstitious, and I played very well during the first Boker Tsrif. I felt that I owed it to my three themes to play as well during my second.
And you didn't shatter the bones in your finger during the Boca Chief, so it was a success.
That's right. Correct.
Well, Ethan, we know you're busy, so we don't want to keep you forever, but is there any parting thoughts to the podcast listeners, all two of them?
Well, I just have to say that it really makes me sad to think that I'm not able to be in the office and won't be in camp this summer, but I know that everything is in good hands, and it makes me so happy that Josh and Davey are recording a podcast commentary, which I know was always one of Josh's dreams.
It was, I know.
It's continuing.
We're living the dream, man. Living the dream.
You're living the dream.
Well, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, it doesn't. All right, Ethan, it's great talking to you. I'm glad you were there. This is great.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That worked great. I'm glad he was there. We listeners, we did not like call Ethan and tell him that we were going to call
staged,
him.
This was not staged. Just before the call, Josh was like, "Let's try calling Ethan."
We're still watching Boca Chief. Yeah, this is a nice long segment. There was just so much. Yeah, Boca Chief is like, what a great day. Okay, there's so much fun stuff happening. Yeah, more swing. More cowbell.
Christopher Walken reference?
It was. I love Christopher Walken.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. I was just talking to one of my friends about, we were talking about Bond movies, and we were both praising the
Bond movie?
Yeah, he's in View to a Kill. He's an evil horse racer.
Wow.
Who then, halfway through the movie, when his evil horse racing plot is not going well, he just decides to blow up Silicon Valley.
Well, I mean, what do most
evil And like a 75-year-old Roger Moore as James Bond in his final performance stops him. It's a great movie.
That sounds
Roger Moore is so
thrilling.
Old in that
thrilling.
Movie. He's like,
that is on my Netflix list.
You gotta see it. It's great. I mean, it's horrible, but it's great.
It's
you
know horrible. I mean? Like, please go
I
see
mean,
it.
I mean, it's stupid, but it's a stupid movie, but it's great in its ridiculousness. These volleyball players were great.
Now, is this volleyball or Nukem?
That was not Nukem.
I know.
If it was Nukem, that
They'd
player
be catching
would.
The ball.
That's right. Now that's
Oh, Nukem! All right.
Davey, you have the gift of foresight. How did you know we were going to see some Nukem? Nukem is, I don't know. Nukem is boring.
No, it can be fun.
I guess it can be fun. More fun than doing my taxes.
This song right now is a big recruit song.
Yeah, if I'm not going to. Well, most of the songs on the soundtrack are, you know, we try to use the big recruit songs. Although, we also try to throw in some
She-Ra favorites.
Yeah, and some, we try to have on the soundtrack a lot of the sort of classic remote songs. We also try to mix it up with someone, and, you know, we throw in a couple songs in the Zim Kriya that maybe are not so well known, and some other song. Hagit last year gave us some songs that we used in the book.
That's what we do at Camping Rock. Mix it up.
We mix it up. I believe I also, like, edited the song to, like, repeat the chorus, like, 12 times. To fit this like 5 minutes of Boca Chief footage.
Oh, climbing wall.
Yeah.
Which doesn't get its due respect.
It doesn't?
You know what, the Alpine Tower, everybody's always like, the swing.
Yeah, you're right. The climbing wall is awesome.
Got a map of Israel on there?
Not always. It did in that at that juncture. But yeah, I love that setup. It's great. Only built a couple years ago. But it's sort of, they both sort of feel like, you know, they're such integral parts of camp. You know, I mean, that's like, any good sort of change or addition sort of thing that you just, it feels like it's always been there, right?
Right, right.
I mean, we were commenting, just looking at the newly sort of flattened and fixed up side bed garage, like, even just after looking at it for a little while,
end of the week.
Hold that thought. Pause.